from Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our shiur in the union of Kriyas Shema. In the previous shiur, we saw the machlokas in Maseches Brachos, by Chaf Aleph, but then Safek Kara Kriyas Shema, Safek Lo Kara. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, you don't go back. Why not? Because Shmuel holds the Kriyas Shema as the Rabbanan, as it says, V'dibarat abam m'shiftecha b'vesech u'v'lechtecha v'aderech u'v'shach b'cha u'v'kumecha, which would imply that it's Daraisa. Shmuel holds with Divrei Torah Ksiv. No, that's talking about learning. Got to always learn, not say Kriya Shema day and night. Rabbi Lazar says, no, you read Chozer B'Korah if you're a Suffolk, if you read Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is Daraisa. We saw that most Rishonim hold that Kriya Shema is Daraisa. So we'd like to understand the machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar. Shmuel holds Kriya Shema is Darabana, Rabbi Lazar holds Kriya Shema is Daraisa, and also we saw in last year that it could very well be that only the first pasuk is Daraisa, or the first paragraph was Daraisa, and then it was expanded to the rest of Shema, and we wanted to know the mechanics of how that works. So we can explain this based on the following understanding of the essence of Kriyas Shema. According to Shmuel, the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, just that it's defined with specific halachas and specific times, morning and night, unlike the regular mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is constant, and there are no specific dine kriya, and you're even yotzei with Torah Shebal Peh. Mashenkein, the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, Derabanan, is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and this is like what the Achronim write, that according to the way we paskin, like I said, most Rishonim hold like Rebbe Lazar, that it's Daraisa, that in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even according to Rabbi Elazar, there's a chiyuv limud kavua l'chol adam ba'adam, to learn day and night any limud, like it says in Menachos 99b, even if you only read one parak shachris, one parak arvis, you're mekayim the mitzvah l'yom sefer zemi picha, and this chova is incumbent upon anybody who's busy. People go to work. That happens not as much in Eretz Yisrael, but certainly in America. I was there recently. I saw people go to work. It's a good thing to do, especially if you want to have food to eat. And besides that, there's a mitzvah to learn. Besides the set mitzvah of day and night, there's a mitzvah to learn every available moment. And this mitzvah varies based on every individual person. Like the famous Or Samech in Hilchos Talmud Torah, look also in the Kovetz Ha'aretz of Rebbe Elchanan, Chedushei Agados, and the Kilos Yaakov Mebrachos, and we've had many shiurim on this topic. It's one of my favorite topics, and not for now. So that would be the geder according to Kriyas Shema. That according to Shmuel, the chova hakvua that you have to do day and night is in the pasuk of v'dibarat abam b'shivtecha b'veisecha uv'lachtecha v'aderech uv'shach b'cha uv'kumecha. That is the set chova every day midda oraisa, and it's only midda rabbanan that the rabbis told you to say Kriyas Shema. So you have your set chova, and then you also have learn as much as you can. But the set chova of Talmud Torah is day and night, and then the rabbi said, do that with Kriyas Shema. According to Rabbi Lazar, the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema is not midin Talmud Torah. Rather, according to Rabbi Lazar, the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, the mitzvah d'orais of Kriyas Shema, Ikra Mahusa is Yichud Hashem v'kabalat Malchuto, the oneness of God and being mekabel His kingship. It's a special hanah learning these sugyas of Yani Kriyas Shema and Tfila, because you get to combine Lamdas and Havana together with Avodas Hashem, as opposed to learning about Shor Shenagach Zapara, which you don't feel such a lave necessarily of Avas Hashem when you talk about Shor Shenagach Zapara, even though we know that the Rambam says that part of Talmud Torah is Avas Hashem, Avada, 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 Chazal say that Talmud Torah is Avas Hashem, but the Av and the Avodah of Kriyas Shema is probably a little bit different than the avoda of Shorosh and Agach Sapar. Al kopanim, all of Torah is beautiful, and all Torah is gishmak, and all Torah is gevaldik, and all Torah brings you close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's mutter to say that there's a special chiba for learning these inyanim. Al kopanim, so we have the machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar, that Shmuel holds that there is a set time to learn Torah every day, morning and night. The rabbi said that at this set time, seik shema, that's rabbinic, and then the rest of the time, whenever you have free time, learn as much as you can. Rabbi Elazar holds no. The mitzvah of Kriyas Shema is not Mishum Lesod de Talmud Torah, it's not Mitin Talmud Torah, rather its essence is as Yichud Hashem VeKabbalat Malchuto. Now, according to Shmuel, we can prove that it's a Chovas Talmud Torah, because in the Yerushalmi they ask, why we read these two parashiyas every day, and they give reasons. It also says there that really we should be reading Aseres HaDibros, but because of the Minim, who would misunderstand, say that's the whole Torah, Taromus Haminim, they were not Kovei Aseres HaDibros. So it's Mashma, like the Shagas Aryeh says, and Netziv says, that the Yerushalmi is learning like Shmuel, that the Iker Mitzvah D'Oraisa is to learn Torah, and then the Chachamim were Kovei these Parashiyos, and therefore they ask why these two Parashiyos. And they wanted also the rabbis to be Kovei the Aseres HaDibros, but Mipnei Torah Nesamin, and the rabbis were in Kovei the Aseres HaDibros. But this is a Kviat Chachamim that the rabbi said to say Shema in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Talmud Torah. It also says in Yerushalmi Shabbos Aleph Beis that somebody whose Torah is Umnaso, somebody whose Torah is his main occupation, like Rashbi and his friends, doesn't even stop for Kriyas Shema, even though it's a Mitzvah D'Oraisa, not like our Gemara Yud Aleph Amid Aleph in the Bavli, that you stop for Shema and you don't stop for Tefillah. But you do stop for Shema. You stop, you're learning to say Shema. There in the Yerushalmi it says you don't even stop for Shema. And you can't compare this to other mitzvahs that you would stop. You're learning for other mitzvahs. The shiny Kriyas Shema, the Shinun. Kriyas Shema is different because it's Shinun. What does this mean? Karen Ora, at the beginning of Brachos, Os Yud Zayin says that the Yerushalmi is learning that the Mahus of the mitzvah is Talmud Torah, and therefore you should not be Mevatel Torah in order to read Shema. And he also proves from what it says that the women are parted from Kriyas Shema, because it says, V'limadetem osem es b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem. What do we need a pasuk for? Tell me that it's a mitzvah's essay Shazman Grama. That's why women should be pater from Kriyas Shema. The answer is that the Iker Chiyuv is Atz Talmud Torah, which is Yom HaMelayla, and it's not Zman Grama, and therefore we utilize the Pasuk which paters women from Talmud Torah, V'matatem Asamus B'neichem V'lo B'noseichem. And this is all like Shmuel, it would seem, who holds that Mid'Oraisa Yer Mekayim the Mitzvah B'chol Parsha Shebetorah. So, anything you read according to Shmuel, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, because it's Midin Talmud Torah. Just the rabbi said to do Kriyas Shema, to say Kriyas Shema. But Midoraisa, you're Yotze with whatever you read. How gavaldic is that? And therefore, when we pater women from Kriyas Shema, we pater them out to the Pasuk of Talmud Torah, because that's primarily the Mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. And that's why the Yerushalmi learns that the Kriyas Shema is Shinun. It's Talmud Torah. So the rabbi said to do this Talmud Torah, to be Mekayim your mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Kriyas Shema. And it's just the rabbis who told you to be Mekayim this mitzvah of Talmud Torah with Shema Me'idach. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Lazar, that Midin Torah, you read this parasha, Bidafka, it would seem that the Mahus HaMitzvah is Yichud Hashem b'Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, like it would seem from a number of those who enumerate the mitzvahs, the Rasag and the Ri Albrecht Graloni and the Shimon Ben Gabi Rol, that included Kriyas Shema with the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem v'Ha'amanaso, with the mitzvah of making God one and believing in Him. And even the Rambam, who is mona them as two mitzvahs, who enumerated two mitzvahs, Yichud Hashem v'Kriyas Shema, Esen Beis, and Yud, it's Mashmi Dvarav, that they are really one inyan. Just the mitzvah of Yichud is a mitzvah t'midis, and its kiyum is belev, whereas the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, the gedder is saying the Yichud b'peh, shachris v'arvis, Because that's what he writes in the Mitzvah Yichud Hashem, Shenitztavenu, Lahamin Shepoel Ametzius, the Sibas Rishona Echad. You have to believe that there's only one who is making all of creation happen, and that's what the Torah says. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. How awesome is that? That the Yisod of Yichud Hashem is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So you see that Shema is Midin Yichud Hashem. Bikru Gam Ken, Zos HaMitzvah, Malchus Shemaim, Kemor Mekedel Kabel Malchus Shemaim. They say about Shema that it's Malchus Shemaim, because you're reading Shema in order to be Mekabel Malchus Shemaim. Ritzonam Lomar, what the rabbis mean to say is Hahoda biyichud v'hamanaso, admitting God's oneness and the belief in Him. So the Rama brings a mission about Kriya Shema to tell us about Yichud Hashem. So we see that that's the inyan of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, to say bepet, to verbalize and to be makabel on ourselves the belief in Yichud Hashem. So writes Lehejia B'Sefer HaBatim, that the inyan of both mitzvahs is one, that the Torah commanded in mitzvahs Kriya Shema, Ledaber B'Peh Yichud Hashem, Lechazek V'Likboa HaEmunah Shebalev. Beautiful. So now we understand, this is so gishmak, what Kriya Shema is. Kriya Shema is a mitzvah, according to Rabbi Elazar, of Yichud Hashem, that there's specific times, the Yichud Hashem in general is a mitzvah, always, constant, and then there's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema twice a day to be Yachid Hashem with these parashas. That's the yisod of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Shagas Aryeh Simin Vav learns Bishitas HaRambam, that even though B'chol HaTorah we learn Hira Kedibur, but by Kriya Shema where it says V'dibarta Bam, it's not enough to do Hirur. And we can understand this very well based on the Geder that we established, that Hirur HaLev is mitzvahs HaYichud HaTmidis. And the Tosefes of Mitzvahs Kriya Shema is to verbalize it. And therefore, it's not enough, it's not sufficient to be Meharher. And now we can also understand what the Gra writes, famous, Shnos Eliyahu, the meaning of Sechas Brachas, that in Kriya Shema, we don't say this din of Shomea Ka'ona. Therefore, the Tana says, Alash and Rabbi, May Masai Korin, not like the next mission of Bishachar Mevarech, because Kriya Shema, everybody has to read it themselves, ko may masai korin, plural, mashein kain, bibrachos. Brachos is different, that everybody can be yotze shomea keone. We also see this yisod in the Rashba. The Rashba, brachos, daf yigimel, is omid albir sugis hagemara, that at first it says, hayakore betorah in the Mishnah. You're reading the Torah, and then the time for a Kriya Shema comes. If you're mechavin libo, you're yotze. So the Gemara wants to say Shema Amina Mitzvichas Kavana. You see from here that Mitzvichas Kavana says you have to be mechavin libo the Kriya Shema. The Gemara says no. What does it mean in kivin libo? Likros. Your Kavana is to read, not your Kavana is to be do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Your Kavana is to read, and it's talking about Kore Lahagia. So if you have Kavana to read, and you're reading Lahagia, to correct the Sefer Torah, so that is enough to be Yotze Shema, but you don't have to have Kavana to be Yotze. You don't have to, so it's not necessarily the Mitzvah Shechus Kavana. Well, Behem Shechus Sugya, we bring up Rice, that there are a machlokas of a number on Moraim. Does the whole parasha need Kavana, or only part of the parasha, or even the second parasha? So we can ask, what's the original kasha from the Mishnah? And we said it's Kore Lahagia. We said, oh, you see Mitzvah Shechus Kavana? We said, no, you don't have to have Kavana. It's talking about somebody who doesn't have Kavana to read, he has Kavana to correct it. What's the problem? Why do we have to say that the Mishnah is talking about Kore Lahagia? We have a number of Tanaim who say that the whole parasha needs Kavana. Why don't we just stick with the fact that the Mitzvah Shechus Kavana, the Ramban was already omen on this, and he says that in Achinami we could have said that those Tanaim is in the Mechamos Rosh Hashanah Chavtes, we could have said that the Mishnah is like those Tanaim, but we wanted to show this Stam Mishnah holds not like the opinion of Mitzvah Shechus Kavana, because he's from Mitzvah Shechus Kavana, and that's the Teretz of the Ramban, that in Achinami we could have said that those Tanaim hold that Mitzvah Shechus Kavana, but we wanted to that the Mitzvah Shechus Kavana, we wanted to challenge the opinion that holds that Mitzvahs Ein Shechus Kavana, and we want to know how they are going to deal with this Stam Mishnah. However, the Rashba Al Atar, the Rashba Oifen Ort, Al Atar in modern Hebrew Atar is also a website, so the Rashba definitely wasn't using the web. So the Rashba Al Atar writes that a different teretz to this kasha, that at the beginning of the sugya and later in the sugya, we're talking about two different types of kavanas. At the beginning of the sugya, we're talking about kavana of being yotze the mitzvah, kavana klalis, to be yotze your chova. And in this kavana, there's no difference between the first pasuk and the other psukim. Why? Because it's kavana lot. It's according to the Ramban, who learns that we're talking about kavana lotzeis. See, he holds that if according to the opinion of mitzvah saint tzrichas kavana, even in the first pasuk you don't have to have kavana to be yotze. But the Rashba says, no, you have it all wrong. In the kavana that we're talking about at the beginning, we're talking about kavana lotzeis. And here there's no chiluk between the first pasuk and all the other psukim. Kavana lotzeis you have to have all around. And you can't say that the Tanaim later on established those who say that you have to have kavana for part of Shema or different parts of Shema, however much. You can't say that those opinions are reflected in the Mishnah, because the Brisa isn't talking about that at all. In the Brisa, the Tanaim are talking about kavanas ha'inyin. Kolomar, says the Rashba, shloyehar b'dvar mechem kedei shekabal av machus shemayim b'askamas halev. You shouldn't be thinking about other things in order to be makabal av machus shemayim b'askamas halev. Like we say also in the first brach of tefillah, you have to have kavan. If atam shivshar mitzvah shem mitzasiyah kol shas mitzvahs al pishlon iskaven la rakim mitzasiyah al shein bal zemen amuvchar. So other mitzvahs, even if you don't have kavan to be yotze, but you still did it, you just didn't do it. It's not min amuvchar. Kol shken she yotze im kiven latzeis. Afal pi, and certainly your yotze, if you had kavana to be yotze, even though you were a mahar b'emza mitzvah. Aval elu shen kabbalas malchus asidu shvachim eno b'din sheli bavo panel dvar macherim. But when you're talking about kabbalas malchus shemaim, you're misadu the shevach of a kodesh baruch hu, it's not correct that your heart should be turning to other things. V'zoi shenechlu b'in bracha rishon l'shar brachos o in pasuk rishon l'shar. So the difference between the first pasuk and the other psukim in Shema, and the first brach of Shemana Esrei and the rest of Shemana Esrei is a different word. There we're talking about having kavana. Think about what you are saying. Think about what you are saying. Think about what you are saying. Have kavana to be makabel malchus shemayim. The Ramban and Rosh Hashanah doesn't like this chiluk, but the Rashba does. And therefore the Rashba says that the Mishnah is talking about kavanah to be yotze. The beginning of the Gemara is talking about kavanah to be yotze yidei chova. And then later on, when there's an argument of how much kavanah you have to have, that's not talking about to be yotze yidei chova. That's talking about kavanah's kabbalos machus shemayim. So learn the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rashba Samach Gimel Dalid, look also in Simit Samach Sifin Dalid Vehei in the Mishnah Berurah, and in the Mukah Yosef. Also learn the Rambam that way, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. So you see from the Rashba and others that the essence of this mitzvah is Kabbalah, Malchus, Ol Malchus Shemayim. And therefore you have to have Kavanah Se'inyan. Besides the Kavanah Klalas of just being Yotze, you also have to have Kavanah Se'inyan. Just like Tefillah, which is Siddur Shvach of Shal Makom, you have to have Kavanah Se'inyan. So now we can say, according to our understanding, that since the Iker Mitzvah D'Oraisa is Kabbalah, Ol Malchus Shemayim, so even though according to a lot of Rishonim, the second Parsha is not Mechuyevus M'D'Oraisa, but when the Chachamim added it, they expanded the mitzvah d'oraisa. In other words, we had asked in the previous shiur that if there's a set nusach that the Torah made to reach Shema, how can you say that we're expanding the nusach of the Torah? But the teretz is that it's not really a set nusach as much as the Torah was koveya to say this nusach for kabbalas malchus shamayim. So if when the rabbis added it on, more kabbalas malchus shamayim, so in that way they could expand on the mitzvah d'oraisa, and that's what the Mishnah says. The Seder Roy is first your makabel al machus shemayim, and then your makabel al mitzvahs, but both of them are a mitzvah d'oraisa of yichud Hashem, kabbalas malchuso, u'mitzvoso, of meduyak heitev. According to this Lashon HaRambam, that in that halacha, the b'nei hilchos kriyas shema, it's mashma, that there's a mitzvah, there's a kiyum mitzvah d'oraisa when you read all three parashas, even though the chiyuv d'oraisa is only in the first pasuk. And he brings the reason that you're makdim to read Shema because it has Yichud Hashem Ba'avasu v'Talmudo Shu'a Ikra Gadol Shalkol Toluibo. That's all. It's all about learning. That's what we have in the first parasha. Yichud Hashem Ba'avasu, learning. V'acharei, and afterwards you have Ahayim Shemo Ashish Batzibu Yal Shar Kol HaMitzvahs, other mitzvahs, and then parasha Tzitzis. that also has tzivui zechiras kol hamitzvus. And then you have tzitzis, which is remembering all the mitzvahs. That since chachamim included in the chiyuv, paragraph number 2 and paragraph number 3, so we want to know why the rabbis made it in this order. Maybe the rabbis could have put, since the yisod of the mitzvahs kabbalas omachus shemayim, so maybe first put kabbalas hamitzvahs, and then the paragraph of kabbalas machus shemayim. The rabbi says no. First paragraph has to come first because it's yichud Hashem avos v'talmud shukar gadol shakol talibo. You have God is one, you love Him. There is learning. It talks about learning. And that's the ikar of everything. And then afterwards you have Bahayim Shema, which incidentally also talks about learning. Also talks about loving God. But the Yichud Hashem is in the first, we want to start in the first paragraph. But that's the Yisod. The Yisod of Shema is Kabbalas Omachus Shemayim, Kabbalas Mitzvahs, and therefore the rabbis could expand it. Paragraph number 2 and paragraph number 3. And that is a sniff, that is a an extension of the Deoraisa, that is annexed to the Doraisa, if you will. And now we can also understand the Shinui Lashon of the Rambam. The Ginuchos Tefili opens up Mitzvah Seisei L'Spalel B'Chol Yom, and Bilchos Kriya Shema says Mitzvah Seisei Likro. He doesn't say Mitzvah Seisei Likro. He says Pamayim B'Chol Yom Koron Kriya Shema. By Tefili he says Mitzvah Seisei L'Spalel B'Chol Yom. By Kriya Shema he doesn't say Mitzvah Seisei Likro. Right there the Rambam says Pamayim B'Chol Yom Koron Kriya Shema Be'eruvu B'Bokeh. So Lechem Mishnah was all made in this kasha, and he answers based on the Sefer Charedim that the mitzvah of Yichud Yerchayev every moment, and therefore the Rambam didn't write this Lashon of mitzvah essay Likro Kriyas Shema twice a day. Rather he says Pamayim B'chayim Korom Kriyas Shema, because the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem is at all times. But so you can look there and understand his teretz better, but Rav Yochanan Fischer Perlo didn't understand the teretz, because according to the Rambam, mitzvah kriya shema is a mitzvah la'atzma, and it's not a mitzvah yichud Hashem. The Lechem Mishnah's understanding that it's a mitzvah yichud Hashem, and with that he's mitaretz the kasha ayin sham. But what does yichud Hashem have to do with anything? But based on what we're saying, it's beautiful, because that's exactly the point. The mehus, the ikar mehus v'inyana shel kriya shema, is to read yichud Hashem, whose mitzvah is kol rega. And when you read Shema, you're mekayim be'etzem this mitzvah hayichud hatmidis. So therefore the Rambam says pamayim b'chol yom korin. Rambam doesn't say that it's a mitzvah to say twice a day to say Shema, because it's not really a mitzvah to say twice a day to say Shema. The Shema is a constant thing because it's Yichud Hashem. So therefore the Rambam emphasizes Pamayim B'chayom Korin, the Inyan HaMa'asi of Shema is twice a day, but the Ikar Inyan of Shema is constant. Just to see the Lashon of the Lechem Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchos Tefila, Yesh La'ayin Lama Lo Hizchil B'Hilchos Kriya Shema, Mitzvah Esei Likros Kriya Shema, Kmo Shizchil Kan B'Hilchos Tefila, and Hilchos Tefila says Mitzvah Esei L'Spal B'Chol Yom. So why don't I say Mitzvah Esei Likros Kriya Shema? And the answer is Yesh La'ayin Kedi Ketiritz B'Sefer Charedim, the Mitzvah Yichud Chayvad L'Yachad B'Chol Rega. So the Rambam couldn't have started that it's a Mitzvah Esei Likros Shema, because Shema is Yichud, and Yichud is at every minute. And therefore the Rambam couldn't have used that Lashon. And if you're going to ask me, it's not a Yichud, it's a different mitzvah. The answer is it's not. That's the Yisod of Kriyas Shema. So the Nihuga Masi of Shema is to read it twice. But it's really a mitzvah of Yichud, which is constant. And with this, we can of course also understand why the third parsha is also Lefi the Rama Mashma, that it's Doraisa, because it's also the same idea of accepting upon yourself all Malchus Shamayim. So it could be that in the next shiur we will go more into that, and we will see if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the koach and the moach and the ratzon amir to Hashem. And there's a lot more to say. This is a very yisodistik sugya. We should all be zochah l'lomod l'lamid lishma v'lasas. Well, the kaim is called Dibrei Samu Teresu v'yahava. Amen, amen. Shalom, shalom. See you from the beloved friends.